Here we are in the Congressional Corner with Jim McGovern from Massachusetts' beautiful 2nd District, a Democrat in office since 1997, and really what you'll look for in a congressman, a guy who tells the truth and doesn't back off. Jim McGovern, welcome.
Happy to be with you.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the infrastructure deal that was advanced last week. The Republicans now tell us that they weren't going to go along with a second bill. The news media has said that President Biden backed off and the infrastructure bill, which was struck by compromise, is going to be what's on the table. So what insights can you give us as to whether or not some of the very important things that Biden also wanted are ever going to happen?
Well, I think they will happen. I mean, and Speaker Pelosi has said we're not going to send over an infrastructure bill to the Senate, until we pass a reconciliation bill that deals with human infrastructure that helps support families and children, and helps deal with issues like housing, which are all major challenges in this country. So, look, I mean, none of us have seen the details of what this bipartisan compromise is. We'll have to, read it. And, assuming that it's a genuine compromise, we're happy to probably go along with it, although I think it should be much bigger. But we'll have to, again, look at the details. But for me, a pared down, transportation and infrastructure bill and not investing in our families and in our kids and in, helping, deal with issues like hunger and affordable housing. If we're not going to deal with any of that stuff, then wait a minute. I mean, then why are we in charge? I assume if we'll see the bill, the Senate will vote on it on the transportation bill, and it'll be an infrastructure bill, and there will be, Democrats and Republicans voting for it. And if we can get this other bill done, we will vote on that and the other bill. But we have a lot to do, and I think President Biden understands that the clock is ticking, we don't know what's going to happen in the next election. So this is the moment. This is the moment to actually make a difference. And, and I tell my Democratic colleagues all the time, this is a time to think big and to be bold, because if not, then our voters are going to wonder what the hell difference does it make if the Democrats are in charge or the Republicans are in charge. We have to show them what we're about. And I always think good policy is good politics. So we're going to do both.
Now, most people think of you, at least I do, as a progressive in the best sense of the word, meaning that you know how far you can go without ruining it all. We have this infrastructure bill on the table. There are people on the left who are saying, I'm not voting for that because it doesn't go far enough, even though they know the Republicans will never go along with the compromise. So what do you make of all that?
Yeah, look, my view is I want to go as far as I can go. And then I have to make a decision whether we've made enough progress that it's worth advancing something or whether it's not worth voting for it at all. I think that from what I understand about what this compromise is, that at the end of the day, we may make it a little bit better. But if we can get this other bill as well, the human infrastructure bill, it's worth advancing this. Again, I say we're talking hypothetically, because other than the announcement that there's a bipartisan compromise and some general principles, none of us have seen any language, including the United States Senate. They haven't seen any language either. So we're going to have to look at the details. But look, we have to move the ball forward, because the alternative is that you might end up with doing nothing for the remainder of this session. And that's just not acceptable. I mean, our infrastructure is crumbling. I have bridges in Massachusetts that are older than most of the other states in this country. Right. And then on top of that, I have families that are struggling. And that's why that second bill is so important as well. So we need to try to do both. And that's the way we should proceed.
I invite you to come over to Great Barrington, Jim McGovern, and see all the bridges that we have that are closed. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. The reality is that other countries like China are investing heavily in their infrastructure. They're doing so not just because they like to look at nice bridges. They're doing so because they know the economic benefit of having bridges that are actually safe and roads that get you to and from places and good airports and good rail systems. So all that stuff is incredibly important. And we need to get as good a deal as we can. And then we need to also make sure that human infrastructure is on the agenda as well.
Couldn't agree more. So the human infrastructure, let me ask you about that. Is there anything at the top of your list on that package?
Yeah, I mean, we want to extend the child tax credit, which, again, we extended in the Recovery Act, but it runs out at a certain period of time in the not too distant future. I want to see the 15% increase in SNAP made permanent. We want to make sure that we're investing in affordable, adequate housing for people, which is a real challenge. I hear about it everywhere I go. Child care, education. I mean, there are all these other things that are important. Health care, those things all need to be front and center. So when we talk about human infrastructure, it's all those things plus more. And when people say, oh, well, you know, that's going to cost us money. It's costing us money to maintain a system where so many people fall into poverty. It's costing us money to deal with the impacts of people who are hungry. So let's all get real about this, that let's do the right thing morally, and that is also the right thing in terms of cost savings. And we have an opportunity to do something big and meaningful here, and we're going to do our best to move it forward.
So how are you going to pay for all of this?
Well, you know what? One of the ways we pay for it is we make sure that everybody pays their fair share in taxes. You heard the reports about people who, billionaires in this country, who pay no taxes. I mean, nobody else can get away with paying no taxes. Why should you, if you're a billionaire who could afford to pay a little bit more, pay nothing? Big corporations have gone by without paying any taxes. So let's improve our tax code so that the wealthiest people in this country and the wealthiest corporations are actually paying their fair share. That would be a start. There are a lot of people, a lot of corporations, that owe taxes that the IRS hasn't followed up and got them to pay what they owe. You know, there's additional resources to be had there. So, you know, we can do this. I mean, you know, nobody asked about costs when Donald Trump put forward a tax cut for millionaires and billionaires and wealthy people in this country. That tax cut was not paid for. It wasn't offset by anything. So it just added to the deficit, added to the debt. So what we're saying is we can pay for this stuff. And Richie Neal will take on that responsibility in the Ways and Means Committee to find the offsets. But yeah, you know, Democrats have always kind of insisted on paying as you go. Bill Clinton did. That's when Bill Clinton was president, we not only eliminated the deficit, we started paying down the debt. Then Bush came in and, you know, didn't pay for anything. And then we saw the deficit and the debt go in the wrong direction. So I think history has shown that we are the party of fiscal responsibility, but we want to pay for what we want to invest in. And so rather than spending more money on bombs that no one pays for, or more money on tax cuts for rich people, what we're saying is let's invest in our people. Make sure families have enough so they're not in poverty. Make sure that no one in this country is hungry. You know, dealing with extending the child tax credit, investing in affordable housing. You know, and also dealing with the issue of the climate crisis, which is another major problem that we have ignored for too long.
It's great to talk to Jim McGovern. I got 1,000 questions. I've got one more session with you, Jim, and I know how busy you are, and we really appreciate your being here. Thank you.
My pleasure.